Hearing all of a sudden about this Zika virus, they're trying to determine whether or not they should actually put out a public emergency of international concern. You know, we do have a few cases. I guess there's at least been a case confirmed here in Houston, in Colombia, and it's especially horrible for pregnant women. They've got 2,100 pregnant women that are infected with the disease. We're not sure what we are going to be able to do to protect ourselves from that, but I do have a question from a listener. And if, you know, taking a look at this virus, sometimes there are ways to actually make money off of something like this. If you were looking to see where there could be a profit, you know, there's got to be companies working on the vaccine and everything. So where would you be looking right now?
Well, the first thing I would say is do be very careful here. If you remember about a year and a half ago now, we had the Ebola scare, and that led to a lot of speculation in smaller biotech names. Mm-hmm. You remember, Ebola was the crisis that really wasn't. I mean, it sort of petered out after a month, and people kind of stopped talking about it. And you know, I'm sure it's still a very serious problem in Africa, but it did not spread here nearly as bad as everyone feared. And
right.
If you had bought some of these smaller biotech names, if you had bought quickly and sold quickly, you might have made a lot of money. But if you had held on, you would have given it all back. So I would say, you know, if you're wanting to play this game, do not do this with your serious portfolio money. You know, don't do this with the money you need to retire on. Do this with your fun money. You know, most people have a little bit of money that they use to, I don't know, do fantasy football or, you know, just have their, you know, their crapshoot stock picks that they think are, you know, lottery ticket style. You know, that's fine. If that's what you're wanting to do here, just do a little speculation, see if you can make some money. I would say go for it. Just don't do it with your serious money. So with all that said, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you might look at, and you know, instead of just going after the virus or the vaccine makers, you might look at things like protective clothing, bug sprays. You know, the companies that are investing in those types of things.
Well, sure, and also if you're wanting to play the negative side, you could also go short tourism-related companies.
Oh,
so you know, for example, cruise ships that might be going to the Caribbean,
right?
So you might want to short them. Now, you know, you're not the first person. I'm not the first person to think of that. So I'm sure there's already quite a few people shorting it. But that's one angle. That's one angle you can play. If you do want to play, you know, the biotech game, you know, again, be very, very careful here. But one name that comes up pretty frequently is Inovio Pharmaceuticals. They're an interesting company. Yeah, they go after DNA-based solutions. Like they're actually looking to kill these things at a DNA level. Mm-hmm. So they were also, this name came up with Ebola because they're one of the leaders against Ebola as well. They're also, you know, one of the leaders against the Zika virus. So, you know, very, very volatile stock. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. This is for your play money. This is not for your serious money. But that is, you know, that is one way to play it. So, you know, between the pharmaceutical route, perhaps shorting tourism-related companies, or like you said, I mean, going after, you know, clothing or bug spray makers. I mean, any of these are viable plays. I would say just, you know, keep an eye on these. This is not a buy and hold investment. This is a short term speculation.
I'm sure that someone at Texas A&M can come up with something that will eat it. And